Today's daf is daf tes. We'll see how hard it is as we go through it. Okay, so basically we're in the middle of the sugya about the Korban Pesach. So we said that the Korban Pesach that is, I guess, a Pesach that is Nishkat Shalom Lishma, not during this time, right? It's Lobis Mano. It's Nishkat Shalom Lishma, Lobis Mano, becomes a Korban Shlame. Question. So then we said, how do you learn that from? We got to the point where it says, from the word Zevach. We got rid of the Klal Pat Klal, and we came to the word Zevach, which was a revoid, right? Because it should have just said, Shlamim Lashem, Zevach Shlamim. It says that the Pesach that's Nishkat for any other Shlamim, becomes a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, and a similar question we had before, on the bottom line, right, on the last line? Yeah, it says Ema. Okay, that's the case. That Zevach is the revoid. So Ema lechol deshachet le lahadekilasei. That whatever intent you had for this Pesach, the Korban Pesach should be like that Korban. You had in mind Ola, it should be an Ola. Had in mind Tov, it should be Tov. Had in mind Shlamim, it should be Shlamim. Why is it by default into a Shlamim? So Amar Rav Avin says, no, it can't be, because Dochin Kachim haneachalim etzel Kachim haneachalim. We can knock off and we can create this carbon, which is a carbon that was eaten, and have it become another carbon that is eaten. But we can't turn this carbon that would be eaten into a carbon that would not be eaten, because therefore if you eat shechta pesach, which is a carbon that is eaten, the same ola which is not eaten, it can't and always all kol olam is be'ah. Then it can't be like it, so it must be like become like a shlamim. I don't know. No, not necessarily. You know, all those are such a column, it's not even the fact that it's the bottom. So it's saying, you can't take the Pesach, which is typically eaten, and create a korban, which is not eaten. That's what the Gemara's rush right now. The Gemara's answer right away, wait a second, atu chatas la'ashal no mis'achli? You just said that you can't. Okay, fine. So you knocked out turning the Pesach into an Ola. But if Ashram and the Chakas are eaten, right? Rashi says, Dochen Kachim Ne'achalim, Pesach Zemi, Tzilu Hukta Shashim Korban Ne'achal, Hilkach Dochen also Eitzo Shlamim Shehen Ne'achalim V'Yitzo Ola. It has within it the characteristics that it should be eaten. So you shouldn't be able to create a Korban that cannot be eaten. It's fine, it's an Ami. So I'll create a Chakas and an Ashram. So Gemara says, no. Ela Dochen, those are only eaten by the Kohanim. Ela dochin kachim haneachalim lechol adam eitzel kachim haneachalim lechol adam, but ain dochin kadoshim haneachalim lechol adam eitzel kadoshim she'ain haneachalim lechol adam. This Pesach was initially imbued with the status of being eaten by anybody, as opposed to chatas and asham, which only has a status of being eaten by the kohanim. But it's not true. The Pesach doesn't have the status of being eaten by anybody. The status of being eaten only lemenuyo. It also has a limitation on its tefila. So maybe we're talking about pre menuyo. I set aside to this to be the Pesach. When I get closer in time, I'll appoint the people who are going to be on there. But it's also, there is a limitation in the Afila when it comes to the Korban Pesach, as opposed to a Shlamim, which is, I guess, you could feed anybody. You could feed anybody. So it's not exactly the same. Another question that they have, also, Karen Ora asked a question, how do you have a Havamina to say that it should be like a Chatas and an Asham? A Chatas and Asham cannot come by Nedzer B'Nedava, right? You can only bring a Chatas and an Asham if you're B'chuyim in a Chatas and an Asham. So how is it possible that the Moser Pesach can be... Basically, Chatas and an Asham is only if you're Chayiv, and only can come from a Chulin animal. So this Korban Pesach is really hooked to be a Korban Pesach. It's not yet possible to say become a Chatas and an Asham. Chatas and an Asham can only come from something that is Chulin. Right? So the Karanor gives an answer that maybe sometimes you find other chatos maybe you shift to the chatos, the shampoo. Basically, it's the same question we have a lot of times. How do you have the animals are all different, the rules are all different, how does this whole thing work? Okay, so anyway, we have now that we just mishvara that the Pesach has to become a shlama, not any other karba. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Avin, he gives a different answer. He says, no, Dochen Kadosh and Kalim, Eitzel Kadosh and Kalim, the Ein Dochen Kadosh and Kalim, Eitzel Kadosh and Kadoshim. Now, the Pesach, remember, there are different levels of Kedusha. The Pesach is on the lower level, it's the Kadosh and Kalim, right? It's a lower level of Kedusha. So therefore, it can become something that's also Kadosh and Kalim, which is a Shlamim. But it cannot become something that's Kadosh and Kadoshim, which is a Chatas, an Ashram, and an Olam. Right? I think maybe Rav Yosef gave the second answer, because because he says the first answer is no different from what we said. Maybe he says it's also a limitation by a feeling. I mean, what's the reason for his second answer? So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So now, you're going to tell me that the Pesach should become Kachim Kalim, like a Shlomim. There are plenty of other Kachim Kalim. Let's go through the list. The Gemara says, Maski Le'Ritzim V'Rabbi Sabrin. I think that's his name. Ema Shachdei L'Shem Meiser. Mahavi Meiser. So let's say if you shechted the carbon Pesach, Shalobas Mano, B'Shem Meiser, it should become a Meiser and not Shlomim. Why? Because Meiser is also Kachim Kalim. And on my hill, so what would be the Nafgamino? The lowly by Nesachim. Carbon Meiser does not require the wine libations like a Shlomim does. And the Milke Alei, the lowly Gael. And to get Malkus of your Poder. You're not allowed to be Poder, the Meiser. It's a big question in the Girsa of whether it says the Milke Alei, the lowly Gael. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Paraklav Halacha Hey, says that you don't get Malkus for it. They all ask, the test of Mishnah Melech asks, says right here, the Milke Alei. Gemara says you get Malkus if you take away the status of the Meiser. You're not allowed to redeem it. You have to bring it. Gemara says you get Malkus. As the Rambam says, you don't get Malkus. So if you look in the Gears of the Sheet of Mikovetsis, the Gears of the Sheet of Mikovetsis doesn't say Lemilka Alei below you the El, but it says Lemekam Alei below you the El. Now you have the Isser of Lo Yigael. According to that Gears, the Rambam is perfect. Because it's not that you get Malkus, it's an Isser. You don't get Malkus. I wonder why you wouldn't get Malkus. But fine. Okay. So he says, why don't you make it into, why can't it become a Meiser? So he says, no, it can't become a Meiser because there's a special limit by Meiser that Dafka the tenth has to be a Meiser. Nothing else can be Meiser. Amakra, the Meiser says, the Pasuk says by the Meiser, it says, the whole Meiser Bakar, it's so on, it's Polish, Yavor Tasa Shevet. Ha'asiri Yakodesh, Hashem. The tenth one becomes holy. So the limit is Zem Meiser, Ve'ein Acher Meiser. Only this becomes Meiser. Nothing else can become Meiser. You can't create Meiser unless it's the tenth animal. So Meiser's out. Okay, fine. Meiser's out. What about the next one? Maybe say that Shachdei L'Shem Bechor, L'Havei Bechor. I have intention for it to be Chor. Let it be a Bechor. L'Mai Hilchoso, again, the lowly by Nesachim, and you won't need libations like the Shlavim. Inami, another Nachmina, the Leis with the Kohanim. That you would have to give the animal to the Kohen. Just like the Bechor. The one of the Matnos Kohuna. Someone says, no, before Nami is excluded from this possibility because Avara, the Meiser Gomer. There's a Gezer Shavah from Meiser. Meiser already established it has to be the tenth and nothing else. And have a Gezer Shavah to Meiser. What's the Gezer Shavah? The Pasuk by Meiser says, Kol Asher Ya'avor Takas Hashem, whatever passes under the rod. And by the Bechor it says, Avarta Kol Petarecha. So Avar, right, that Gezer Shavah, Avara, that, so you learn out, the Bechor to the Meiser, just like the Meiser can't only be switched with anything else, so too the Bechor. Fine, so we have more Kachi Kala. The Ema, this is a very difficult one, I don't say. The Ema Shachtei L'Shem Tmura. Maybe if you had in mind that this should be Tmura. I mean, Tmura. Tmura only gets the status of the carbon that it came from. It wasn't Shachtei L'Shem Tmura. Right? So the Maihofa, so what would be the halacha then? So, assuming it would work, so halacha would be, if, I don't know. So you shechted L'Shem Tmura, and therefore you would get Malkus, because you're not, the Pasuk says, Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yamir also. So you had in mind that this Pesach should be L'Shem Tmura, maybe L'Shem It's Tmura, so then you would get Malkus, Inam L'Mekam Alei, Lo Yamarka Lo Yigo, and also that you also halav, right here it says, L'Mekam Alei. To get the law, because you're not allowed to sell, you're not allowed to redeem. How does it work? How was the Havamina to say it would work? I mean that's what they all ask. Right down here, it says, if he kedushas tomorrow, he kedushas with the asma. That's its own independent kedusha. I can't come a machus animal to shame tomorrow. What does that mean? Tomorrow only means if I have an existence, right? The kedusha stems from the kedusha of the other animal that you tried to split it with. Right? So how is it possible to uproot the Korban Pesach and make a Tzmura? How does that work? But first, let's read the answer. So, Amar Razur Jibreid Rav Nachman, Amakra, V'hayahu U'tmuraso Yiyakodesh, which we're talking about by a Kulan animal, Zo Tzmura V'ein Achar Tzmura. Who Tzmura? Only the animal that you flip from what to try to flip the Kedusha onto, that can become Tmura. Nothing else can become Tmura. Still understand the Havamina, because even from the answer, The answer is clear that the only way you can make tmura is if you have an existing kedusha and you switch it onto somebody else. You can't just say, "I see my animal over here, you're tmura." What's that mean? Tmura is an exchange. By definition, it's an exchange. They have a definition to create tmura without an exchange, without doing tmura. The Grizz gives an answer. He says maybe that the kavanah of the Gemara is that you want to take flip the Pesach into the shame to Muras Meiser. Which I don't know what that means either. He's trying to say that this should have the same status of an animal that was switched for Meiser. But I don't understand that answer either, because we just said before that Meiser is excluded. I don't understand. I thought I did. I don't understand what that answer is. But I think the question is very strong. What's the halakha of the Gemara? So Amar Azutra Breda Rav Nachman Amar Krav V'Hayu Tumrasa Tumor In Ein Achat Tumura. Okay, so now we have that one. Now we have one more. Emo Shati L'Shem Tota L'Havi Ki Tota. Who says it should be a Shlomim? If you had a mind to be a Tota, let it be a Korban Tota. It's also Kachi Kalim. Ulamai Hilchasa. What would be the Nachmina there? Right? L'Hat Emo Lecher. You would have to bring the 40 loaves of bread, right? You have to bring the 40 loaves of bread. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be. Mi Ika Midi. The Pesach Bufei Lo Ba'ilechem Umosaro Ba'ilechem. This Pesach itself doesn't bring lechem, but it's extra would bring a lechem. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, it's the next Rashi. Okay, but the case would be the Mosaro usually means that any carbon that's not roy to be makriv the shame what it was lichatila hukdash for. Is considered a mosar, right? The same thing, like an ashram shemesu bailav, or you were mishkafer with a different ashram, is called a mosar ashram. So to who we hear, this Pesach that was nishmat shalol zmano, so it's no longer roy to be marked as a Pesach, it's called mosar Pesach. So the Pesach itself doesn't bring lechem. The mosar is going to bring lechem? Or says, wait a second, what type of kasha is that? What did we say, think about it outside, what did we say the Pesach turns into? It turns into a shlomim. What does a shlomim have? Shlomim has nesachim. Pesach doesn't have nesachim. So what do we? You bother me that it takes on another chumrah. It has to bring something that you wouldn't have to bring originally. Even if we have to make it a shlomim, we still have to bring something extra. What's the difference between a shlomim and a tota? The tota you bring bread, and the shlomim you bring wine. He says, "Ihachi hashdanami mi ikamini the pesach ufei lo boi nesachim umosaro boi nesachim." That can't be the kasha. So en anan hachi kaminim. This is what we're going to say. Mi ikamidi the mosar tota asma lo boi lechem vilo mosar the asi lo mi ama boi lechem. Let's see, he had a Mosar Toda. Rashi says over here, Mosar Toda Asma. He says, Pigon Hifrish Todaso. I was mafrish my korban Toda, but Avada, and I lost it. It's gone. The Hifrish Acheris. I then was mafrish another one. The Nimtzes Arishona. Then you find the first one. So I'm bringing the first one. So you still have to be mafrish the second one. Ein Hashnia Tnuna Lechem. The second one, the Mosar Toda itself, does not require the bread. Kidamin Perikatoda, we'll see in Menachos. Zevachatoda Ton Lechem. Lo v'lada, v'lo t'murasa, v'lo chalifasa tuna lechem. Only the one that's part of the tolda requires the bread. So he says, a mosar tolda itself, something that was hooked us to the same tolda, and becomes a mosar, it itself does not bring bread. So now, something that becomes a tolda from the outside, meaning it was shefet shalol l'shma to be a tolda, that's going to require bread. The tolda itself wouldn't require bread in this situation. So how can you tell me? So I don't know what it is. Maybe you could say, let it become a Moser Toda. Let it become a Moser Toda. And then it becomes a Toda. So then what? It's a Shlomim? Right, you should. I understand. So he's telling me it becomes a Shlomim. I have another question after. He's telling me it becomes a Shlomim. So it should bring the wine like a Shlomim. It can't be a Toda because even a Moser Toda doesn't bring the bread. But I'm saying, let's say I had kavana to bring it, make it as a toda. Gemara's the halacha is that whatever korban I had it in mind to be, it becomes a shlomim. This Pesach Shlomo is mine. So can't be, let's say I had a mind to become a toda, right? It can't become a toda because by a toda it would have to bring the bread. Even a mosher toda doesn't. So I didn't have a mind to bring a mosher toda. My other question is, you're telling me that it has to have the same halachas, but not by a shlomim. The halacha is by a korban Pesach. Right, the Pesach has to be eaten only at night. For a shlomim, now all of a sudden you get 2 days to eat it. So you are already making it into something different. You're making it into something. So make, what's the difference what you're making it into? You're making it into something. that. So that the Tosos in the Shlom, in some near Masva Shlomim, he says that there's a raya from here that a Pesach that becomes a Shlomim still only has the one night and one day. He says, because otherwise this Kamara's question still stands, because maybe the Moser Pesach can become a Tozah. Because even if it's not Ta'un Lechem, nevertheless, you have another Nachamina. Right? For the Zman. Make a Korban Tozah, that can be eaten for, if the Shlomim was for 2 days, the Pesach would have been eaten for 2 days, and we have another Nachamina. Let's become a Tozah, Nachamina, that only can be eaten for 1 day. Since the Gemara doesn't mention it as a Nachamina, must be that even though it becomes a shlamim, it can only be eaten for 1 day, not 2 days. Otherwise, that's another distinction. It must become a korban todah, have another nafkamina. We knocked out the nafkamina of the bread, it's an emotional todah. But then it still become a todah because of this 1 day issue. So it's just see from there that it can't be. And it must be that even though it's a shlamim, it only has the night and the day to eat it. Which is interesting. So you have to come to korban shlamim without all the halakhs of shlamim. Why that halakha doesn't apply, but halakha of misafim does apply? I have a lot of questions. Okay, so Maskif La Rav Yema Bered Rav Hillel. Right, Rav Yema is going to ask. We said that it said the im mitzon korbano. Right, that was the pasuk. The pasuk was the im mitzon korbano the zevach shlamim l'Hashem zochar lekeva tamim yakivenu. So from there we learn that it's talking about the Moser Pesach Siv. When we mind the Moser Pesach Siv, Dilma the Moser Ashem Siv. Maybe it's talking about the Moser Asham. Why? Because it says in mitzon korbano. It came from the herd, from the tzon, right? From the flock. The tzon, we say that's korban Pesach, not necessarily. But Asham also can come from tzon, right? We said that this only a korban that only comes from the tzon. That's the Pesach. And Asham is also a korban that can only come from tzon, right? Rashi says, Dilma the Moser Asham ksiv, hide the imin at tzon, the Asham nami. Ayel tamim min hatzonu, the ein ba min habakar. It only comes from the tzon and not from the bakar. Right? So maybe it's an asham. Right? Then we most are asham ksiv. So the Gemara answers, Amarava, Amakra, the pasuk says, the im min hatzon korbano, the zebach shlamim, davar hashave bichol tzon. It has to be that you can bring from all types of tzon. The pesach can come from the kivasim and from the ezim, which means it can come from the sheep and the goats. As opposed to the asham, which can only come from the ezer. The tzon is the category. Underneath tzon is the canvas and the ezer. So, right, you're right. Asham can only come from tzon. But it only can come from the goats. It can't come from the sheep. The pesach can come from both. And therefore, it says, when it says in min hatzon, it includes all the tzon. It's an inclusive thing. It's an expanded thing. It has to be something that comes from everything of the tzon. That's the pesach, not the asham. So, the Gemara asks, wait a second. The word min you're using here is not to make it expansive. It means it includes all tzon. But typically, min is not expansive, right? Masif lo rabbi rabbi rafiyah, the ikeim lo rabbi avin barak tahana, the cholasar, in every place, right? At amart min lahotzi. Min is exclusionary, right? Min's lahotzi, what Rashi brings down. The cholasar at amart, the chol makar ta'omer min lahotzi hu. You go min abaheima lahotzi rova venirva. It can't be something that had bestiality done to him. Min abakar lahotzi sanebet. You can't have worshipped it. Min hatzon lahotzi tzamuksa. Min is always to teach you to exclude. And now you say min hatzon is to include something that only has both things. It goes again. So Amar Rabbi Mani hachanami min lahotzi. Min is also lahotzi. The teacher says min hatzon the lo asi ben shtei shanim the lo asi ben akeva. That the korban pesach can only come from the males, right? It can't come from a kisba or a seira. It has to come from a kesef or an ez, right? Shoro kesef or ez, right? Has to only come from a kesef or an ace. And it also can't be 2 years old. It has to be a year old. Can't be more than a year old. Right? If it becomes a, that's the halacha. She says, Hachanami, Kimok Minon, Rashi says, Kimok Minon of the Pesach, Min Lahotzi, who the low Asi ben Shtei Shanim, the low Asi Nekeva. That's the Min. Miu Hatzon, the word Hatzon itself, Mikol Min Tzon Mashma. That comes from all species of Tzon. Which is ben kvasim ben izim umiuta the min lenekevus also. The min is a miut, but hatzon is the ribui. So in Akanami, min is always a miut. That's that. Next, maskip la rab chinna bagdasa. Rav Chinna, I guess from Baghdad, asked the following question: Umi matzis amart the fixib high. who, how can you tell me that this is talking about the Moser Pesach Ksiv? Right? Hamid Ksiv, the Pesach says, Im Kesev, Im Eitz. Michlad Lav Moser Pesach Ksiv. The Pesach can't be talking about Moser Pesach. It has to be talking about Stam Shlomim. Why? Rashi says, the pasuk itself is indicative of the fact it's not talking about the Moser Pesach, right? Ela b'shlamin greeting. It has to talk about regular shlamin. V'hachik amar, im nadar lahavi min hatzon, and the pasuk is telling me, if you made a neder to bring a shlamin from the tzon, you'll be able to hear itself, kevet oes, you can bring either one you want. The even Moser Pesach, because if it's talking about Moser Pesach, lama li im keves im eis. Why does the pasuk have to say, keves o, it says keves, for kesef, Keves O'ez, right? Pshita the Mikvasim Ezim Huba, to have a group exim in a Kvasim in Ezim. Why does the Pasuk have to tell me specifically it becomes a Kesef or an Ez? The halakha by a Pesach, we know already from Shmos, that it only comes from a Kesef or an Ez. So the fact that the Pasuk is telling me Kesef O'ez, it can't be talking about redundant, we know. So what's it talking about? It's talking about a Shlomim, which can come from any animal. And it's coming from any animal, it's come to teach me that if you made a Neder, that it can be, it come from its own, you can bring either part, either type of zone, a Kesef or an Ez. The Gemara says, no. Ahu, the words in Kesef O'ez are not extraneous. They're not extra. I use them from something else. So if they're not, they're there to teach me something, and therefore it's, Pesach is not, therefore you can still learn them if it's Moser Pesach. Ahu mi boile l'kadasanya. We have the following braisa. The luck is that a keves and an ez are falukim to din the tail, the alya, right? We'll talk about the tail a lot in this Masechta, right? So in Kesef is extra to teach me, right, that later on, the Pasuk says, in Eis Korbono, that Keves, L'Rabos, Etzah Pesach, L'Alya, Kishahu Omer, in Kesev, right? So the Keves comes to include that when you shech the Korban Pesach, the tail goes up. Just like a regular Shlomim, that has to be the mark of the tail of the Keves. And Kishahu Omer, in Kesev, L'Rabos, Pesach, She'ibrosh Nasa, V'Shlomim Habayim, Machvas Pesach, V'Chomis V'Shlomim. It comes to teach me that the Pesach that passed, it's older than a year old, so therefore it's all over Pesach, but it's a Shlomim. And also a Shlomim, Havoy Machmas Pesach. And the Shlomim that come along with the Korban Pesach, they have all the halachas of a Shlomim. Now this is a question on what we said on Tosos. It comes with all mitzvah Shlomim, so you have to do smicha, unesachim, and tunos chaz of a shof. So why? It has all the mitzvahs of a Shlomim. And Tosos says it's all the mitzvahs of a Shlomim, except only even for one day, not 2 days. Because all the mitzvahs of Shlomim, should it be all the mitzvahs of Shlomim? Which is 2 days. No, but we just said is that a Moser Pesach, the Moser Pesach, but the Gemara says, it says, L'chol mitzvah Shlomim. L'chol mitzvah Shlomim. But why does it say that? But he points out, Tosos Shlomim, of course, he says, Ach, l'inyan zman achila, when it comes to zman achila, then it's not. Yeah, but where does the Gemara make that distinction? Tosas is forced to say it because otherwise he had the kasha before about the Kodesh. So he's forced to say it. Okay. And then the Pasuk also says, Bechomer, in Mina Eiz, when it says in Mina Eiz, it's a new Inyan, that when you bring a goat, the goat you don't have to bring up its tail. Okay. So now the Gemara says, we can end up seeing, okay, let's just say it's the Hame, Hakanaka, there's the halacha that the Pesach that is now over a year old, that it becomes a shlamim is learned from Im Kesef. We learn it out from Midavu Shmuel Nafka. The Amar Avu Shmuel, the pasuk says, "If Im Minatzon Korbanol Zevach Shlamim, Dabar Avu Minatzon Yel Zevach Shlamim." We just learn on Pesach the base that something that comes from all from Tzon becomes a shlamim. That's the Moser Pesach that becomes a shlamim. So now I have two pasukim. Vakati, over the third pasuk. Va'akati, mida Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ba'uva Nafka. We learn it out from there. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ba'ravua, minai lemosar Pesach shakar shlamim. How do we know that the leftover Pesach, or something that was a Pesach and now was uprooted, becomes a shlamim? Shene Amar, the pasuk says, vizavachta Pesach la'shem alakecha tzonu bakar. V'halo, ein Pesach ba'ela minak kavasu mina izim. So why does it say that the tzon and the bakar? It only comes from the keves, it only comes from tzon, from keves and izim. Right? Ela mikan the Moser Pesach. You can see from here that a Moser Pesach sheyeh ledavar haba min hatzon u'min habakar. The Moser Pesach should become a korban that can be brought both from the tzon and the bakar. U'may nino, what's that? That's a shlamim. So, fossa krok tzid. What do I need? Three took it. Hold on a second. the Karen Ohr proves from the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara said that he becomes all the mitzvahs of Shlomim, right? And he has to do smicha on it as well. When does smicha take place? Smicha takes place prior to shmicha. So if he says that you can create, you see from here, that a Pesach can become a Shlomim prior to shmicha, even if because when is the son of Avodah yet? If I have a Korban Pesach and I want to shecht it to Lolo Shema, right? And I want to shecht it to Lolo Shema, when does it become, when does it take on that status? When you start doing the Avodah, like shmicha. But here we're doing it by smicha. Okay, so it's one step before. So the Karen Ohr proves that you can be, the Pesach can be Okir, be Ne'akar, to become Shlamim, even with Dibur, just on the Dibur, right? Even before Shlita, right? And it's not Ne'akar only from Shlita. Most of the time, if I have a Korban Lekatas, and I'm outside, I say, you know what? I'm going to have in mind that this Korban is going to bring an Ola. I'm going to bring it to the base of Midrash. I don't think that works. Shlomo Shema typically, my understanding was, Shlomo Shema works only during the Dalai of Odom. But here we're saying that you have to do smicha. So the Pesach can be Necha. So Rav Aaron Kotler says, you see from here that when you set aside a Korban Pesach, it has within it already the status of a Shlomo. It's just a super Shlomo. It's a Pesach Shlomo. Because otherwise, what are you doing to it prior to the Avodos, right? He says, Pesach mitchilas hakdesho mu'urevas bo gam kedusha shlomim. It already has the kedusha shlomim in there. So just now when I have that wrong intent, I'm just gearing it to something that already is. I'm not uprooting it completely. Just gearing it to something that is. Okay. So now we have three psukim. We have these three psukim. So Ella plus a kroksivei. So what do I need all three? So Gemara says chad to teach us le'ivra zmano le'ivra shnaso. Talking about a korban pesach. A korban pesach has a problem. It has to be shechted at its right time, and it only has to be. It can't be more than a year old when it's shechted. So the first pasuk comes to teach me that the Pesach becomes a shlamim if both things happen: if ivra zmano, that it's the wrong time, and ivra shnaso, that the set is not right for krava, right? That if erev Pesach passed and it passed its first year, that's when it becomes a shlamim. V'chad, another pasuk comes to teach me ivra zmano, but below shnaso. That it's still less than, it's still within its first year of life, but it passed by the Pesach, it still becomes a Moshe Shlomim. And the third one, the Chad, the Lo Ibra, Lo Zmano, Velo Shnaso. And wants to teach me when it was before Pesach, and it wasn't Ibra Zmano, it was before Pesach, and it's still a year old. All three cases. Utsrichi. And I need all three cases. The Kazarek one, the Chad, had the Torah just written the one Pasuk, Havamin, the Hecha, the Ibra Shnaso, Vizmano. I would have thought that only if both conditions were met, it was Ibra Zmano and Avra Shnaso, that's when it becomes a Shlomi, right? The Itzchini Tesla Gamri, because it's now no potential for it to be a Korban Pesach. Although Ibra Zmano, the Lo Shnaso, but if it was Ibra Zmano, the Lo Shnaso, that could still be Hukrov, I guess only for that 1 month till Pesach Sheni, right? With the Chazin Pesach Sheni, Emo Lo, maybe it's not, doesn't become a Shlomim. And because of Rahman Hani Tarki, it's only worth 2, right? Mishum the Itzchi Luhumi Milsayu, maybe because it's pushed away from what it was supposed to be. It's supposed to be Korban on Pesach Rishon. Where it's you had the wrong intent, but it's still before it's prior to Pesach and it's still less than a year old, right? Maybe the Chazi the Pesach, because it's still now still right to be before Korban Pesach, Emolo, maybe it would be Nekhil Shlamim. Srichi, that's why I need all three psukim, to teach me all three halachas. Next, going back to the halacha of Shalol Shema by Achakas. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavog. Mavog, I believe, is the Shem Chacham Rashi says. So Rav says the name of Mavog. We're trying to figure out what actually was said. So we ask Kashas back and forth on what was said. Chatas, right? Stam Chatas, the Chatas Pele, right? That's one of the 36 Averas that if I do them by doing the Mezid, I do Karet, I do Beshog, I bring a Chatas. So I have a Chatas, Sheshachta, Lushum, Chatas, Nachshon. I had to bring a Chatas, and I shechted it with the Kavana that this should be like the Chatas Nachshon. Chatas Nachshon is the Chatas that Nachshon and Aminadav brought during the times of the Hakamas HaMishkan, right? That, right? At those times in the Siyim, at the Chanukas HaMishkan, it was a Sir Chatas, right? And why is it Chatas Nachshon? Because it was the first one. Okay, that's the Chatas. Whatever, he had that intent. Whatever the... So, Shera, you say it's Kosher, right? Usually, Chatas is the Lo Lishma as possible, but here, this Chatas is the Lo Lishma, the shame of different Chatas is Shera. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, Zos Toras HaChatas, Torah Achas, the Kol HaChatos. This is the Torah of the Chatas. There's one... Chatas is all one world. One Torah for the Chatas, all the Chatos are the same. So Yosef Rav of Amr Lehi with the Shmaita. Rava was sitting and said was learning this rule. And Eishev Rav Misharshin la Rava. So Rav Misharshin then asks to Rava from the following brisa. Rav Shimon Omer. Rav Shimon says, and I'll get to the next part of it. Kol ha-menachos she-nikmetsu shelo l'shma k'sheros ve-ol l'baylo m'shem chova. Unlike the korbanos, if you have a korban mincha, and you do the kmitza, which is similar to the shmita, you do the kmitza, you take, you know, with the fingers, you take, do the kmitza, shelo l'shma, to shame a different mincha, it's kosher, and ol l'baylo m'shem chova. It's not like dinner zvachim, we say shelo l'shma is not ole, the mincha is ole l'shem chova. Why? What's Rav Shimon's reason? L'fi she-ein ha-menachos domos l'zvachim. Menachos are very different from the zvachim. Shekein hakomets machavos l'shem macheshes maaseh mochichan aleh shi machavos. There are two types of pans. There's like the flat pan, which creates a very dry matzah, and there's the deep pan. The deep pan is the macheshes, which is deep, becomes moist. You see what you're taking from, right? You see the different pans. So maaseh mochichan aleh shi machavos. If I'm taking the kmitza from a shallow pan, and I'm having in mind a mincha from a deep pan, well, you see, I'm taking it from a shallow pan. So you machshav, I guess, is butol to the mitzvahs, right? So why doesn't it apply to zvachim? Let's say the animals don't match. Let's say I'm shechting an animal that can only work for one carbon, the shma of a different carbon that can only work for a different animal. Maybe maseh mochichon, I don't know. So he says maseh mochichon le'ashihi machavas, right? So therefore, it's a mincha chotem, right? And also, therefore, it's a machavas. Also, chareva. There's the dry one and there's the oily one, right? Right, chareva l'shem blula maseh mochichin shehi chareva. You can see from what he's doing which mincha he's really doing. Maseh mochichin aleh shehi chareva. Aval bezvachim ain't okay, but by zvachim that's not the case. Koshchita achas l'kulon, kabbalah achas l'kulon, zrika achas l'kulon. It's not nicker in the shchita kabbalah and zrika. Again, leave that halacha, right? Kabbalah and zrika, which korban he's makriv, because it all looks the same. Not true. Some require four zrikos, some require two zrikos, some require one zrikos. Bottom, top, maybe if it's the evidence, it all works. It's not maseh mochichin. It's not true. They've got different rules. Right? Someone has to ask that question. The Tosos asked the question. No, but we say a lot of times that even if you did one, it works. Right? He says over here, he quotes the Sheet of Gomesis, right? Because he says everything that's nitan ba'avra matanos, that if you did one matano, it's kosher b'di'evet. But that's just b'di'evet. But look, at the feeling, there's a difference. Okay, anyway, so let's go over the question. This doesn't make sense. So he says, so taima, the reason why Rav Shimon said that the minchas olu shem chova by shinu kodesh is because the maseh mochichin, right? Because you can tell by the actions. Ha'ein maseh mochichin, but if you couldn't tell by the actions, whoa, it wouldn't go up the shame chova. The Gemara says, why? Amai, lema zos toras amincha, Torah achas kol minachos. Just like you said, every chata should be kosher because zos toras achatas. I'll tell you, every minachos should be kosher because zos toras amincha. So you tell me, oh, maseh mochichin aleh? But that implies that if maseh not mochichin aleh, I mean, if I'm doing a machavos, I have in mind another korban that's a machavos, it would not be good. Because ain't maseh mochichin aleh in that case. Why? These old korbanos have been falling all the same. Just like chatas is all the same. So that can't be what Mavog said. Ele'i itmar hachi itmar. This is what he said. Amar Rav mishmeit Mavog. Chatos sheshechata amenas sheyischaper bo nachshon. If I shech the chatos with the intent that a dead person like Nachshon should receive kapara, meaning I do shinu bailin to somebody who's no longer with us, shera, the chatos is still kosher, right? You don't have the psul of shinu bailin, and therefore you continue everything like a chatos, because ain't kapara lemesim. There's no kapara for mesim, so there's no shinu bailin here. It's like having kapara in mind for a table. It doesn't work, because you can't change ownership if the second person cannot possibly be an owner, right? Because we saw in Dav Zayin that Shinu Bailim only becomes puzzle when the Shechita is done in the name of a person who has the same level of Chiyuv as you do. Remember we said that Chatas Neshem Ola, Chatas Ruvin Neshem Ola Shimon is full Kasher. There's no Shinu Bailim. Right? Minel Ma'achri Be, La Minel Ma'achri Be. Similar. So Gemara says, okay, so why are you saying Nachshon? Name him Meis Ba'alma. Well, he had to specify Nachshon. So he says, Hakamash Malon comes to teach us Taimo, the reason why the chatos that was nishvat amanas shi'ishapir von Nachshon is kosher is dafka because demes, because Nachshon is dead, meaning he's not a bar kri of kaparis of chatos. Ha, but if it was nishvat, right, l'shem chai, dumya de Nachshon, psula. But if it was nishvat, if the chatos chela was nishvat in, for somebody who's alive, even if that person is only chayav a chatas dumya de nachshon, which means a chatas not like my chatas chelik, still it's puzzle. Umay nino chatas nazar chatas matzora. Meaning chayav a chatas nazar chatas matzora. It's a little outside. Chatas nachshon was really an ola. There was no sin. Nachshon didn't do anything. So too by the chatas nazar and the chatas matzora. There's no sin. Yes, I know, you know the ashkafa, what the aveira of the nazar was. But it's not a sin offering. It's called a chatas. They mean they do things like a chatas, but it's not for a sin. So it's really like an ola. So the halakha, what they're saying here is that if you had the intent that my chatos should work for you, who's chayav a chatos like Nafsha, which is a chatos metzora or a chatos nazir, then if I shech my chatos chayav to shame you, we say that it's puzzle, because so you're chayav a chatos. So therefore you are considered someone who has the same chayav as I do. Don't say that it's like a chatos shame ola. It's still a chatos shame chatos, and therefore it's possible, even though it's a different level of chatos. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why is that? How can that possibly be? I gave it away before. How many olos do you do? These chatos aren't chatos. These are really olos, because there's no kapara. So therefore, the guy who's chayav the chatos metzora is not on the same level as me, who's chayav a chatos chela. So it should work. It's lav minah. It shouldn't make it possible. So the Gemara says, okay, Another tie. Eli e itmar haki itmar. This is what Mavog said. Amar Rav mishmeit Mavog. Chatos shechata al shemechuyev chatos kinachshon kshira. If I shech my chatos, right? Sheshinui bailim, I guess. If I shech my chatos for a person who's mechuyev a chatos like nachshon, which is a chatos nazir mitzora, it's kosher. Why? Because chatos nachshon ka'olahi. Because a chatos nachshon is like an ola. So therefore, it says, if I shech my chatos for somebody else who's chayav an ola, that doesn't count the shinu bialim, because shinu bialim only works if the other person's chayav the same thing I am. This guy's not chayav the same thing I am. Yes, he's chayav a chatos, that chatos is really an ola. Ika the amar, or you can say, amar rav vishmei de mavog, do it the other way around. Chatos sheshachta l'shem chatos nachshon psula. Chatos nachshon k'oli. Maybe you can say it, if you say it the shinu kodesh, then it becomes pasul. If I have in mind that my chatos should be like a chatos nachshon, that becomes puzzle, because that's a shinu kodesh. A shinu kodesh, a chatos to shame ola is puzzle. Shinu bailam is kosher, shinu kodesh is puzzle. There's a distinction. So Gemara says, Velema, if that's the case, Velema, he should say, chatos nazir b'chatos mitzora. What Mavog is saying, that a chatos chelev shenishkat b'shem chatos nachshon is puzzle, and he means a chatos nazir and chatos mitzora, why does he say use the word chatos nachshon? Just use the case of nazir and mitzora. The answer is ikar chatos nachshon. He took the first example of that type of chatos. The first example of a chatos that's really an ola is a chatos nachshon. So summarize, Mavog says two potential things. He's either talking about shinu bailam. If he's talking about shinu bailam, then if I shech the chatos of Reuven, the shame Shimon, who's chayev a chatos mitzora, it's still the original chatos is still kosher, because there's no shinu bialim, because they're not on the same level of fear. But if I do it in shinu kodesh, if I shech Reuven's chatos, and I have in mind that it should be a chatos mitzora, that's a shinu kodesh, and that's kosher. Okay. Another din of Rav, the concept of shinu kodesh. Amar Rav. Rav says, chatos chelim. Right, the regular chatos. Sheshachta l'shem chatos dam. Right, so the two. I did two avers. Right, so I have the chatos. I have the chatos to eat the chelav, and I have the chatos to eat the dam. So I have the wrong kavana. Chelav l'shachta l'shem dam. L'shem chatos about the kavim sheira. That is kosher. Why is that kosher? It's the same level chiyuv. It's the same chatos. Right. There's no shinui kodesh. However, l'shem chatos nazir, l'shem chatos matzora psula. But if I have in mind and do shinu kodesh to the chatos nazir, chatos mitzora, that's possible, because those high olos nidu, those are olos, and therefore it's shinu kodesh. So bayi Rabba asked the following suffix. Chatos chelev, sheshechata l'shem chatos tumas mitos v'kadosh of mahu. If I have in mind that chatos chelev, that I shechted l'shem a chatos after drink for tumas mitos v'kadosh, also comes from an aveira. Right? Mi Amrinan, do we say Karis Kamoso, just like both Averos, if you have amazed if you get Karis, therefore they consider the same level Chiyuv, and therefore there's no Shinui Kodesh, Ol Dilma in Kavu Kamoso. Or maybe we say they're not on the same level, because the Khatas Tumas Mitzvah Grashov is a carbon olive yorin. It has different levels, right? You have the rich guy, the poor guy, you have different levels. So maybe it's not the same thing. Rav Acha Berei Derava Masli Kulu Lepsula. He says, no. Achatas Chelel Vashem Chatas Dam is possible. Achatas Chelel Vashem Chatas Ovis Kham is also possible. My timer, why is it possible? Because you have to mind the its specific Chatas. It's a more expansive view of Shinui Kodesh, right? He says, my timer, Vishachat Oso Lechatas. The shame Oso Chatas. It has to be for that specific Chet that you're Chaya for. So the Gemara says, so then what's the suffix? The question is now, so what was, according to Rav Acha, what is Rav suffering? Oh, is it, if you have in mind the Korban Olah V'Yoreh, if you have in mind the Chatas Dam, it's also possible. So he says, so Amalei Rav Ashi, Rav Acha, Bered Rava, Baya De Rava Hechi Masnu Lehu. How do you learn Rav suffering? If you tell me that you have to be for the specific Chatas, Rav has no suffering. So he says, no, my suffering is the Inyan Shinui Bailim. Right? Because Shinui Bailim, again, you have to have Kapara Kamosa. Amalei Anan Mishinui Bailim Masnu Sinulei. If I have the same Kapara Kamosa, then it's Kasnu Shinui Bailim. And this is Mahaki Masni Sama. This is how we learn the topic. Amar Rava said, Chatas Chayle Shechata Al Misha Mechuyv Chatas Dam V'Chatas Avos Kham Sula. If I have a Chatas Chayle and the Kohen messes up and he shechs it for a person that is Chayav a Chatas Dam or Chatas Avos Kham, that's possible. Because even though they're different Averos, it's the same Chatas, the same level Chiyuv, and the same level Chiyuv by Shinu Abayla makes it possible. And Al Misha Mechuyi V'Chatas Nazir V'Chatas Matzorah Kshera. But if you reject it for somebody who's Chai V'Chatas Nazir V'Chatas Matzorah, that's Kasher. There's no Shinu Bailim here because he's not on the same level of Chiyuv. But that's an Ola. So Ubayin Hachi. And this was the suffix. Boyi Rava. Chatas Chelev Sheshachata Al Misha Mechuyi V'Chatas Tumas Mitzvah Grashav Nahu. If I have in mind, I've used the carbon Chatas Chelev of A, and I have in mind to shecht it for B, who's only Chayev according to Ola V'Yorei, is that the same level of Chiyuv? If it's the same level of Chiyuv, then there is a problem of Shinui Bailim. If it's not the same level of Chiyuv, there is no problem of Shinui Bailim, it still becomes Kasher. So, right, Boy Rav, Chatas Chelev Sheshachat Amishim Mechuyi V'Chatas Tumas Mitzvah Grashav, Mahu, Mi Amrinam Karis Kamosa. Do we say it's the same level of Chiyuv because they both, the sins both have a Karis component, and therefore there is a Shinui Bailim issue? O Vilma in Kavu Kamosa. Or you say, no, it's different because this is a Korban Olah V'Yoreh, they're different levels, and therefore it's not Kamosa. It's a different type of kapara, and therefore you won't have a problem with Shinu Bailim. Teku. That's a real teku. Really need Eliyahu to answer that question. Here, you're able to make some English. We'll know what the answer to that shaila is. All right, have a good Shabbos.